During the dramatic reading of the Book of Esther in a Jewish synagogue at the Feast of Purim, the congregation may be found taking the part of a chorus and exclaiming at every mention of the name of Haman, "May his name be blotted out, let the name of the ungodly perish," while boys with mallets will pound stones and bits of wood on which the odious name is written. At one time or another in every one of our lives, we have been shocked with the relevance of Scripture. It is cut like a hot knife through butter deep into our hearts. That should certainly hold true regarding the effect of evil we see in Haman's life. But the truth is, it holds true in our lives as well. If we allow our anger and our grudges to fester, if we make plans for revenge, we will quite likely end up doing horrible things to others and ourselves. It is for this very reason that God invaded our polluted world in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. We're not able to help ourselves, but the Lord Jesus can. He opened the door to forgiveness and power on the cross on which He was placed. He let nails be driven into His hands and feet, and He hung and died there, so that whoever would believe in Him would never perish in their own sin and evil. Somehow, in some wonderful way, the blood that came from His body serves as an integral detergent that washes away our sins. No words I could give you, or that anyone else could give you, will do that, but the blood of Christ will. It's as the church has sung for years. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You can't escape pain and evil in this life. It's there. I can't even promise you that after giving your life to Jesus Christ, there will never be another evil thought of revenge. There probably will be. But I can promise that with Christ in control of your life, you will have some built-in controls that can keep you from carrying out the wishes of your wicked old nature. Beginning today, you can experience an internal transformation. A simple prayer will do, offered in all sincerity. God's grace sees beyond our deepest need. He meets us where we are, talking straight to us in terms that even we can understand. He does this through His Word, even as He has done in this virtually obscure entry from an ancient scroll titled Esther, a story as relevant as Timothy McVeigh's grudge and murderous act of revenge. And because you and I are no better in our inner nature than that convicted murderer, we need God's great grace to clear out our hearts of all malice. He can give us the ability to turn our pain over to Him in this life, enabling us to resist all attempts at getting even, while He, through His power, deals with this unsolvable problem for us. Life and pain may be synonymous, but they do not leave us as helpless victims of our evil interludes. God and grace are sufficient to change you from a person of wickedness to a person of righteousness. The question is, will you release yourself by faith to Him and let Him do that for you? The only one who can answer that question is you. And not until you answer it with a resounding yes will you find an escape from your own evil interludes. If I may propose a brighter side of the New England Primer. Our days may include much trouble here, our lives lacking power and might. But there is hope beyond hatred and fear. How great a Savior is Christ!